survive and thrive. I'm lying on my belly, on the soft, warm earth in my side yard, on the first sweet day of spring, shirt off, sunshine on my back, relaxing after working in the garden. I wasn't planning on looking closely at this patch of ground. I just flopped down here to rest. But here it is. Short, tender blades of grass. A prickly thistle still hugging the earth. Creeping Charlie, a mint whose leaves I use in teas. Violet leaves, nutritious and flavorful. And, of course, this being my yard, lots and lots of dandelions, which I'll soon be picking for soups and salads. There's so much happening right here, so much subtlety and interaction, so many details, and that's just on the surface, with a whole community extending below in the root realm, the earthworm's domain, and beyond. And there's this. No matter what the state of the world, no matter how many wars rage, no matter what other bad news develops, no matter the crazed headlines and feverish freakouts on the internet, the dandelions are not discouraged. Far from it. Even after decades of genocidal persecution by many members of my species, they survive and thrive. It's not just chlorophyll I'm after when I gather their leaves. I thank them for transfusions of spirit. When I close my eyes, I can already see hundreds of little suns blooming.